Hello, 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 Eric.
Hey, Nikki, how you doing?
Oh, I am so good. How are you?
I am fantastic.
You have looked very busy today, just running all around town, running around the house.
Yeah, we had some like stray trees growing in the yard. I decided to punch them to get rid of them, get them out of the yard. So
the most efficient way.
The most efficient way I can think of, just railing them with my fists.
Because you're just so buff and strong.
Yeah. What about you? You looked pretty busy yourself.
Yeah, I just went through the neighbors' yards and stole all their fruits and vegetables that they've been growing. Because yeah. I'm too lazy to grow my own. And they're just growing them out there. So I can just take them all, right? I mean,
yeah, I mean, I hope you took their cabinets so we could have a place to store them as well.
Yeah, and I took some of their animals.
Yeah.
Their cows.
They had cows? Wow.
We have cows in the backyard now and llamas.
Wow. That's
pretty... Or are they alpacas? I'm not sure, but they're one or the other.
That's pretty crazy.
Yeah. Did you do anything else?
Yeah, yeah. Today? So I built this giant hole and it goes down like into this lava cave. It's pretty cool.
Like a mine?
Yeah, you know. I mean, it could be a mine. You
Did
don't
you
have to mine.
You crafted a mine?
I crafted a mine.
That sounds familiar because that's the game we're talking about today. Minecraft.
Crazy. What's Minecraft?
I keep saying Minecraft. I want to put a D in there for some reason. That's a whole different game. You know, that's where you get into people's brains and stuff.
That's the games we play against one another.
Well, Minecraft is what we're doing our 100th episode about.
Woo.
Press any button. Made it.
We made it.
To 100 episodes.
It took us a while to get to the 100th, but
but that's a lot of episodes. Yeah. We're just two people. We're just two regular old people.
Two regular old Joes.
We're not big celebrities with a whole team backing us.
No.
Or we'd have way more than 100 episodes by now, probably.
Oh, yeah.
But,
yeah, definitely.
Anyways.
You got those regular jobs.
Yeah, we're doing this for fun, and we've been having fun. And Eric picked Minecraft for our 100th episode.
Yeah. I figure it was a good game to talk about because it's like, you know, one of the biggest games.
Most popular. Yeah.
All time. Well, we'll get into that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. So in case you've been living under a rock for the past like 20 years or whatever, Minecraft is a sandbox game developed and published by the Swedish company Mojang Studios. Following its public alpha release as an early access title in 2009. It was formally released in November 2011 for personal computers. The game has since been ported to numerous platforms, including mobile devices and various video game consoles.
Yeah.
Including Switch. That's what we played it on. Do they have it on PlayStation?
Yeah, it's pretty much on everything you can think of, I think.
Yeah. I assume since it's such a big game, you didn't have any trouble finding history or
I did not have any trouble finding the history of this game.
Yeah, there's a lot of information out there about everything about this game, really.
Yeah.
So I'm excited to learn all about it.
Yeah, let's get into it.
If you were going to give this history story a movie genre, like what do you think it would be? Would it be like a thriller, an action movie, a comedy, a drama?
That's a good question. I'm going to go with horror suspense, maybe.
Whoa. Wow. I'm intrigued.
Maybe that's not right. I don't know. Documentary, is that an option?
Sure.
Yeah, documentary.
I mean, that's kind of obvious, but I'm just kind of like, what kind of story are we getting here? Is there lots of, you know, dips and flips and turns and twists? Is it pretty straightforward? Is it kind of unexpected?
I'll be honest, it was a while ago since I've written this, so we'll both find out together what I wrote.
Wow. So it's going to be an adventure.
It's going to be an adventure.
Regardless.
So the person who created Minecraft is named Marcus Notch Person.
What?
P-E-R-R-S-O-N. Person.
Notch?
Notch. Notch is what
his, like a notch in your belt?
Yeah, like Notch is what he goes by online.
Like a nickname?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So I was like, that's a weird name.
So Marcus, but... in quotes, Notch Person.
Gotcha. Okay, okay.
So I'll just call him Notch for the episode since that's kind of like what he's known by.
Okay.
So before creating Minecraft, Notch had been working as a game developer at a company named King. Do you know the major franchise King is behind?
Do they do Candy Crush?
Man, you nailed it.
Yeah, I've played a lot of Candy Crush in my day. I was like, as soon as you said that, I could see the logo from it.
I was about...
I played several different versions of Candy Crush,
I was about
too,
to start dropping hints, you know. But you got it like you're ever on the money.
So, I am on it, babe.
So Notch actually didn't work on Candy Crush. He left. He left before then, but okay. He was doing more... I think he was doing more of the Facebook style games,
if farm,
I don't think it was Farmville
or...
that he worked on, but okay. I think there were
but stuff
other
like
some,
that.
Yeah,
because I remember there was, I think, a restaurant one where you could be like a server, and I don't know. I remember a whole bunch of really silly games that used to be on Facebook.
Yeah, I didn't play any of that, so
I didn't really either. I had a roommate that would play them all.
Okay,
and I don't even know if Facebook still has games on there or not.
I have no idea.
Okay, anyways.
All right, so anyways, yeah, so he worked for King. In his free time, Notch would make game prototypes and was active in the TIG source forums for independent developers. So he kind of had this group he would kind of like chat with in these forums. And he would, you know, put his game prototypes out there, and he made like a few different game prototypes before he got to Minecraft. So Notch would end up leaving King around 2009, the same year he released the first public alpha version of Minecraft on TIG Source. He actually went to work for another company after he left King, but mm-hmm. It wasn't like a game developer. But he worked there for like, I think maybe a year before he ended up leaving,
mm-hmm.
before Minecraft kind of like took off.
Does that mean he was working on Minecraft while he was working at King?
Yeah. For some of the time, and then yeah. He was also working on it while he was working for this other company, and then
but just kind of like in his free time.
Yeah, in his free time. Minecraft was heavily inspired by a game called Infiniminer, which is a block-based multiplayer mining game released in 2009. So Minecraft kind of piggybacked on the idea of for Infiniminer by adding like RPG elements to it. I remember, did you ever play Infiniminer back in the day?
No, I've never heard of that game.
Yeah, it's kind of funny because it is like extremely similar to Minecraft in a lot of ways.
Have you played it?
Yeah, I remember playing like a version of it at some point, I think. Not very much, but okay. I vaguely remember it being very similar to Minecraft.
But you knew
Minecraft.
It existed.
Yeah. By late 2011, Minecraft moved past beta into its full initial release. And just to note, even before it reached its full release date, it had already sold over 4 million copies and had 10 million registered accounts of people playing the game. So it did.
That is crazy.
Yeah, it's one of those games. It took off while it was in either alpha or beta. I guess people really like got into the idea, mm-hmm. and he had already sold like millions of copies of the game before it even got to the first initial release of the game.
That is so cool.
Yeah,
word of mouth, I'm assuming, was what drove yeah. most of that. That's probably what all indie game developers would hope for, because you could probably quit your main job, right? If
yeah,
you know, like
yeah. And he had, I think also in 2009 he had also left his other job.
Mm-hmm.
He kind of left it once it was clear that Minecraft was going to be like a major thing. And he already had his company Mojang before that. I think he had already kind of secured the rights to that company name.
Mm-hmm.
A month after like the initial release, Notch transferred creative control to Jens Bergensten, so he could focus on making other games. I think Jens Bergensten has been like the main creative person behind Minecraft since that point.
Okay, interesting.
So since 2011.
Huh. How does something like that happen? Did he work for his company?
Yeah, so I think Notch, well, they might have been partners in it. I'm not quite sure what the relationship was, to be honest. But the current creative person behind Minecraft is now Jens Bergensten.
Interesting, because I feel like as a video game creator, it might be hard to give over your game to someone else like that.
But at the same,
I understand wanting to work on new stuff.
Yeah, it was kind of one of those. Well, this game's still popular, so it needs like updates and like it needs people to, yeah, continue to fix things about it. And I want to focus on making other games. I think that was kind of the logic behind that. And when you have your own company, you can kind of, you can do that.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yeah. For most games, this is probably where I'd be wrapping up. But for this game, we're going to keep going.
So we're still in what year?
2011.
Yeah, okay.
By 2014, Knott said that he had become exhausted with running Minecraft and his company that owns Minecraft, Mojang. In a tweet, he stated, "I'm not an entrepreneur. I'm not a CEO. I'm a nerdy computer programmer who likes to have opinions on Twitter." So I'm not going to go into any of Notch's controversial tweets in this segment, but they exist and they're easy to find if you want to find them.
Mm-hmm.
So
I saw a few, read a few. Let's just say he's not someone I would probably hang out with. In fact, I would not hang out with him based off of his tweets, unless he's just trolling and being trying to be satirical or something, but it doesn't sound like,
I mean,
it.
when you're that influential, I don't know,
sounds like he thinks he's better than other people or something, you know, those kind of dudes that just say word salad and they think they're so smart.
Yeah,
and but they're not really saying anything profound. I don't know, I kind of get that sort of vibe.
Yeah,
but
I mean, his tweets are out there. I don't want to go into anything specific because I don't want to get this super political on this podcast. But
we don't want to brush over that he's probably not super great.
Yeah, they're not great. I'll just leave it at that.
Okay.
After jokingly putting out a tweet asking if anyone wanted to buy his 71% stake in Mojang, so he could move on with his life.
Wow, I want to just move on from this $1 million thing that provides me with a great life.
So he received,
sounds like a just an ungrateful teenager or something.
So he received interest from EA, Activision Blizzard, and Microsoft, and would end up selling his stake in the company to Microsoft for $2.5 billion, making him a billionaire.
Yeah, I remember when that happened, it was a huge news story.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone was talking about it.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
To me, it was crazy, the idea that Microsoft would buy this game that was like, how old at the time? Like, it was pretty old back in 2014. Well, it was, I guess,
like 4 years old, if you count when it.
Yeah. I mean, it wasn't that old, but it was just like, yeah. Okay, this game had already released. Shouldn't it be kind of like winding down or whatever?
No, it's here to stay forever, apparently.
So since Microsoft has purchased the stake in Mojang, there have been several spinoff games, including Minecraft Story Mode, Minecraft Dungeons, and Minecraft Legends. There was also the film adaptation of Minecraft that released in 2025 called A Minecraft Movie, which grossed just under $1 billion, making it the second highest grossing video game film of all time. Can you guess which one, which movie is the highest grossing video game film of all time?
Resident Evil.
You know that's not right.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 1.
They're not a video game.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
They're
Simpsons.
A
I'm just kidding. Let me just start naming.
You could probably,
wrong,
I mean,
stuff.
We've seen it. We've seen it recently.
Super Mario Brothers.
Yeah, the first one.
Yeah. I knew that. I was just pulling your leg.
Oh, you're such a Josh or Nikki.
I know. My joke went south when I started to like forget which movies were made after video games.
Yeah.
Anyways.
So in my opinion, that $2.5 billion price tag honestly kind of looks like a steal because, you know, they made a bunch of games since then. They're still making money off Minecraft. They have that movie that
was
super popular.
There's no telling how much money they make.
Yeah.
Licensing out the characters, all the merch, all the toy, you know.
Yeah.
That in itself is a whole beast. Just so, everything they sell from it.
Yeah, so that deal looked ridiculous looking back, but it was actually probably well worth it.
Yeah, but it would not have gone where it is now without Microsoft, probably obviously, not, because yeah. it didn't seem like Notch wanted to really do much more with it. He was getting tired of it, so he definitely wasn't going to go out and find a movie deal or any of that stuff. So.
Yeah, I mean, he was exhausted with trying to manage the company. He just wanted to do computer stuff, dirty yeah. computer stuff.
Well, okay. Now he can do whatever he wants.
Yeah, I mean, he can $2.5 billion. He can do a lot of stuff.
He can just literally sit around and make whatever game he wants.
He can fund the video game company for the rest of his life mm-hmm. and make whatever he wants. Yeah, that would be pretty cool. And so just to wrap things up, Minecraft is literally the best-selling video game in history. And I'll put that in parentheses, as sold by one company, because I think Tetris has the official title,
mm-hmm.
but it's Tetris as in like Tetris made by like all these different companies for all these different systems.
Yeah.
So it's like, does that really count or not? But
mm-hmm.
Minecraft would be like the game as made by like one company that would be the highest selling game in history. With that in mind, how many copies of Minecraft do you think have sold?
1 billion copies.
I'll say less.
Okay. Man, I really thought I had it there. 50 million?
Higher.
Okay. 100 million.
They sold 350 million copies of the game. Okay. So that's my history.
And you're sticking to it?
I'm sticking to it. So
wow. Cool.
I got some fun facts for you.
Sweet.
I got 3 fun facts.
Okay.
Most of them involve numbers.
Oh no.
Okay. The first fun fact. So fun fact number one.
Mm-hmm.
So there are 2 different versions of Minecraft that regularly receive update.
Yes. Java and Bedrock.
Yeah. That's perfect. I was about to say the first version is called the Java Edition. It was made first and is only available on PC, but has like more free mods and servers to play on and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
The second version and what we played is called the Bedrock Edition. This version was made for consoles, mobile, and PC, and is more intended for cross-platform play and has like a built-in marketplace for mods and stuff. The reason for the split is because Minecraft was originally written in Java, and Java cannot run on consoles or mobile devices. So the game had to basically be written from scratch in another language for that. But there's still also a large user base that plays the Java version who have created like mods and servers to play it on.
Mm-hmm.
So just like abandoning that would mean like abandoning a significant amount of their players.
Yeah.
So
can you use whatever language you use for PlayStation games and stuff on computers?
Yes.
But it's not, you can't do it the other way around.
Yeah.
You can't usually use computer coding and stuff for consoles. Is that how it works?
Well, it's the Java language. Like,
so it's just Java specifically. They can't really go on to the consoles.
So it's not, okay. Java is not supported. I mean, I guess if they wanted to, like Sony and Nintendo could go back and make their hardware Java compatible, but they don't have a big reason to.
Yeah. Okay.
So they're just not going to do it. So yeah, that's why they had to rewrite the code in like probably like C or C++ or, one of those types, languages, or C# now, I think is the main one.
Interesting.
So yeah, it just had to be like rewritten from the ground up. And that's why you have 2 different versions of it, because you can't cross platform play with the Java version.
Mm-hmm.
So fun fact number 2, you can craft a lot of things in Minecraft. That's not the fun fact.
Oh yeah. You can craft a lot of stuff.
So how many unique crafting recipes do you think are in the game?
Oh my gosh. A lot.
I'll put in parentheses or whatever. Just crafting, not smelting, brewing, enchanting, or anything like that.
Okay.
So just at the craft station, just like, you know, you build that craft table.
I'm going to say 2,500.
You're a little high.
Let's go with 500.
Okay, that's closer. By my count, there are 850 unique recipes.
Okay. By your count? Did
also
you go in and count?
Yeah.
Like, you went in and counted with your own eyeballs?
Yeah, it took me a while.
Oh my gosh, Eric,
also,
that's crazy.
I'm not great at counting. Also, there's going to be more with the next update, so
yeah,
it's kind of a fool's errand.
So around 800 to 900.
Yeah, they'll probably, like I said, there'll be more with the next update. So
I can't believe you counted all that.
It was a lot of counting. Funny. Yeah, it was stupid. I was trying to think of a good fun fact. I'm just like, how many crafting recipes are in this stupid game? Sorry, I shouldn't call it stupid.
We know how you feel about the game.
Not yet.
Spoiler.
Okay. All right. So fun fact number three, and this has to do with the biomes in the game.
Okay.
So do you know what the biomes are?
Is that the different types of land, the different terrains?
Yeah. So you might have
icy versus jungly versus desert.
Yeah. Versus like
flowery. I don't know.
Flowery. Yeah.
Prairie looking.
Prairie.
I don't know.
Yeah. Prairie versus mountain.
Yeah.
Yeah. How many different biomes do you think are in the game?
Like 15?
A little higher.
I don't think I've seen that many of them. Well, maybe there's subtle differences that I'm not, I don't know about. Okay. So a little bit more than that.
Yeah.
25.
Still higher.
50.
Okay. So there are 87 biome types.
What?
So 54 for the overworld, 5 for the nether, and 1 for the end. And 27 unused.
Wait, 27 unused?
Yeah.
What?
Those are.
What does that mean?
So
how does that? How do those count?
The 27 unused biomes were removed, but still exist in the code, because if someone has like an old save, I think, or something, they still might need to like load it up with it in it. So they technically exist in the game, but they're not used.
Well, that in itself is a fun fact.
I can, I'm going to throw in a bonus fun fact.
Wow.
So a biome can generate with an area of only one block.
What?
Yeah.
In a sea of desert, you could have one block that's ice and that would count.
Yeah.
Okay.
That could be a biome, the one block.
All right. I respect the imagination.
All right. Yeah. And those are the fun facts.
Cool.
History, fun facts, all that. Wrapping it up. And since there's no story to talk about.
What?
I mean.
There's a whole movie that they made from this game. And there's, you're telling me all that story, they just came up with it on their own?
I mean.
And they didn't even get the story from the movie? Wow.
Wow.
How could you do that?
I don't know. I don't remember a story when I played the game. Do you remember any story elements when you played?
Yeah, you wake up.
All right.
And you do whatever you want, and then you go to sleep. And that's what Jack Black does every day of his life.
Every day of his miserable life living in that game. It's awful.
Because it's Jack Black in that game. Okay, anyways. Yeah, not much of a story, which I guess works for a movie, because then you can just write whatever story you want and then put the characters from the
game.
It's
pretty much a blank slate.
It's great.
Yeah.
It made a lot of money, so, you know.
Yeah. So let's go into pros.
All right.
Let's go impressive things about this game.
Impressive things?
Yeah. What's a pro? What's a really cool thing?
Well, I mean, all those biodome things are pretty cool.
Biodomes. The term was biomes, but we could call them biodomes from now on.
Sorry, I just think of that movie with like Pauly Shore in it from back in the day.
Can you do a Pauly Shore impression?
Like, dude, all these biodomes. Okay, that's bad. Wait. These biodomes. Dang it. This is what I was trying to think of, you know, in the Goofy movie. He's like, the Leaning Tower of Pisa. Yeah. Okay, I'm really bad. Really bad. I need to stop before I get sued by Pauly Shore.
I mean, they're better than what I could probably do.
That was bad.
Yeah, that's fine. What's a pro? That's not biodomes.
All the different terrains. It's kind of neat how it just generates as you go. It's going to be different every time. And you can just keep walking forever, pretty much. And it never ends.
I think it might loop eventually. I don't know. I need to look that up. Does the world's loop? Because I played like I remember going one direction and thinking I was going, like, continuing the loop or to generate new world. when really I came across something I'd already seen before, and I don't know if I just got turned around or what, but
I think it is cool that you have like icy areas, desert areas, more grassy tree areas that you can explore and harvest things from.
Yeah.
And that kind of thing.
Yeah, it's neat. Like, I like having a little house in each different little biome. So you can
you
come back.
You mean biodome.
Oh, sorry, biodome. So, my first pro is just the automated world building is super impressive to me. Mm-hmm. Like, you start a new game and it just like generates a world for you to play, and that world is like completely unique and it's still balanced, and you have the different biodomes, towns, and caves, etc. Mm-hmm. It's super impressive that I can do it.
Yeah.
And it can do it pretty well.
Yeah, that is pretty cool. I can see that being pretty difficult to program.
Yeah.
So, kind of impressive. Another good thing about this game is it is great for kids. Like, my nieces and nephews love this game. They play it all the time and they watch YouTube videos of people playing it.
Yeah.
Like, it's crazy how much kids love this game. So if you are an adult with kids, this might be a good game that you could all play as a family, you know, a bonding moment.
Yeah. I mean,
if you're looking for something like that,
I would second that. And I think one of the reasons it is so popular with kids is just because of the sandbox design that basically allows you to kind of express a lot of creativity and show a lot of creativity, kind of build things.
And they actually use this game in schools and stuff to help teach STEM subjects. So I'm not really sure how, but maybe they are building things. I could see a lot of critical skills that this would be good for kids, like multi-step problem solving, multi-step crafting, things like that are really good for kids to learn. So it's cool that they use it in school for they're getting creative, trying to teach the kids things. You know, you got to keep it interesting.
Yeah, and like the two modes are like the survival mode, but then there's also just the creative mode where you can just focus on building stuff and you don't have to worry about zombies and creepers blowing up your shit.
Yeah, I would imagine that's probably what they use in schools more. But if you wanted to teach strategy or something, maybe the other one. But I don't know, I could see some parents not wanting the zombie and scary stuff at school, you know.
Yeah.
What's something else that you like about this game, Eric?
Some of the things I've seen people create with Minecraft are pretty incredible. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, one-to-one city replicas and stuff like that.
That is pretty crazy. I've seen some of those.
Yeah. And like people building like computers with the redstones and like some of the automated mob farming type stuff. It gets crazy. There's a reason why people like to watch videos on Minecraft. Mm-hmm. And it is because you can like do a lot of like pretty crazy stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, people can get really creative, and some of it is, well, a lot of it is pretty daunting to do yourself.
Yeah.
So I definitely get the appeal of watching someone else do all the work, but you still get to see the finished project. So yeah, I see the appeal of that.
Yeah. So what's something else that you like?
I think that there is a ton of user-made mods for this game. It seems like a very active community where you can not only play the game, but get involved in making a mod for it or doing something else for it as well. The community is really active for this game. So I think that's something that keeps the game going. That's why it's still around for this long, is because of all the people.
Yeah. I mean, it's sold a lot of copies. So a lot of people have this game. So yeah, it's potentially a huge community.
Yeah, but it's neat that they let anyone create a mod for it and stuff like that. You don't see that on a lot of other games. We've seen it on some other games, but
yeah,
it's just a neat thing.
Yeah, I agree.
And then some of them were pretty cool. We tried some of the mods, right?
Yeah.
And not all of them were great, but some of them were kind of fun.
Well, we also were only trying some of the free ones through Bedrock Edition. I think if you're doing the computer version, you could probably get a lot more free mods that way than doing like the Java Edition. But, you know, that's not what we played. So, So the local multiplayer is pretty nice. So, yeah, being able to play together with you is on the same game is really cool. There are also the free multiplayer servers you can play on, which are pretty limited in my opinion, but they exist and they have like different kind of mini games. If you want to play like on some of the servers, I think with the Bedrock edition, it's like you have to pay for a monthly subscription through for Realms, mm-hmm. which I'm not thrilled about, but that's more on the con side. Yeah. So we come back to that.
Yeah. Another cool thing is when you're starting a new world, I like all the customization that it gives you. Like you mentioned earlier, you can do just creative mode, or you could do survival mode, but you can also pick, you know, different levels of difficulty for survival. Yeah, true. So you can kind of make it as hard as you want it to be, which is good.
Yeah.
And you can try different, you can have different worlds with different settings if you want to do creative one day and fighting the next day or whatever.
Mix and match.
It's really easy to just have a whole bunch of different worlds in your game as long as you can remember which ones are which.
Yeah, it can get a little
definitely
bit confusing.
Definitely remember to name them something.
Besides my world.
Maybe name them something that describes what that version is so you yeah. can remember.
Or maybe what your goal is for that world.
Yeah.
Yeah. I got one last pro, but it's also kind of a con too. Like,
yeah,
it's a good
same.
Transition.
Okay, one other thing I have is I think it was fairly inexpensive, right?
It's still like $30.
$30. I feel like for if you have a kid, for the amount of hours they're going to get out of it, that's probably not too bad of a price.
Yeah, I got mixed feelings, but it is a game that, you know, originally came out in 2011.
Mm-hmm.
So it's pretty old. It's like 15 years old at this point.
So you think it should be like $10 or something?
Yeah, I mean, how many games from 2011 are like, I don't know. It's I guess there's still demand for it, which is why it's still $30. So I guess it's fair. So my last pro is there are no tutorials in the early game, which is great because the game is mostly implicit in the early game.
Uh-huh.
Like, you know, you would naturally know to go over to a tree and punch it to get wood.
Obviously.
So, yeah, it's like you don't need really too much help with any of that stuff. And there is a little help section within the game that you can read up. Mm-hmm. Which I occasionally went to, but that's kind of limited, and I'll get to like why that's so limited later on.
Okay, we'll talk about that a little bit more in the cons. My last thing is a pro, and it also kind of is a con too. But there's such a wide variety of tasks and challenges you can do, and the world is very open. Very open-ended. You can literally just do whatever you want, which we've kind of talked about. So, you know, you can be creative, you can battle, you can just build stuff, you can just walk around, explore, you can do nothing if you really want to, just walk around. But also, I feel like that's a con because there's just so many options and it's a lot. It's almost like option paralysis or whatever, decision paralysis. You have so many options of stuff you can do. It's like, what do you even start with?
Yeah.
You know, and I felt very overwhelmed at the beginning.
Yeah, for me, it's like the lack of direction or goals or make it tough to progress.
Mm-hmm.
But like, I really feel like it should be like, okay, now go get some coal so you can do this. You know, just some kind of progressive system to kind of like give you some guidance, especially if you're playing survival mode and you're like, yeah, you're just trying to figure out what's going on.
Exactly. So, and then going back to your con before, yeah, there's just no guidance. No challenges really set for you. You have to figure everything out and decide everything on your own, basically.
Yeah, I get that watching people play is like a good option.
Mm-hmm.
But I also feel like it's kind of a flaw because you shouldn't have to go outside the game to get information on how to play the game.
Yeah, I can see with wanting to get inspired, you know, get creative just to see what other people are doing, because they might do something you didn't even know was a possibility that you could do.
Yeah, and there's a ton you can do, but yeah, like it doesn't really tell you or show you any examples of how to do any of this
stuff. Yeah, and I almost felt like I had to go watch people play to even really know what to start doing. Maybe it's because I'm old now, but
yeah,
the lack of tutorials and direction and stuff, for me personally, I like a little more structure, I think. Even if it is open world, I mean, I feel like I've played a lot of open world games, but none like this where you can literally just do whatever you want.
Yeah, I mean, I think of maybe Grand Theft Auto is pretty open world.
But even
sandbox.
That one has a campaign that you can follow, yeah. right? And it gives you
specific goals.
Challenges, stuff.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Very, very unique game. I don't think I've really played anything else quite like it. Maybe like Roller Coaster Tycoon is kind of close, but even in that one, you have goals set up for you.
Yeah, that's true.
So, yeah, for me, that was just a little overwhelming and kind of a lot, and I don't prefer being able to do whatever I want really in a video game like in this way. So,
yeah, to me, the part that just kind of rubbed me the wrong way was just the late game stuff. Like I was trying to read the help section on how mm-hmm. to open the portal to the Nether and all that stuff. And it doesn't really tell you how to do it. I'm just
I felt like I had to Google everything. Almost anything I needed to know, I just went to Reddit, went to Google and found, they have a pretty good webpage and stuff. But it's annoying having to look everything up.
Yeah.
It gets tiring after a while.
I'm just if you constantly have to go outside the game to get information about how to play the game, it doesn't seem like it's a well-designed game to me. Mm-hmm. Which is crazy to say, considering it's one of the most popular games of all time.
Yeah, so that might just be personal preference. It doesn't seem to really bother kids and stuff.
Yeah. I mean, it's what are you playing it for? Are you? I feel like most people are playing for the sandbox aspect of the game.
Yeah.
And aren't necessarily bothered by the fact that there are big design flaws within how you would play it or how you'd get into it, or if you're just ignorant coming into it, how you would figure out things. Do you have another con?
Yeah, I don't care for the aesthetics of this game, that Nintendo 64 kind of graphics.
I would say it's that bad.
You don't think it's that bad?
No.
What do you compare it to? PlayStation 1 or something?
That's
it's, I don't know. To me, it's just not the most pleasing to my eye. That's definitely a personal preference.
To me,
clearly other people don't mind that, but I prefer newer, modern looking graphics over older retro graphics usually.
Keep in mind, it came out in 2011, so we're playing a 15-year-old game to begin with.
We get a remaster?
There are texture packs you can get to kind of make it visually look more appealing.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but to me, they also, since we played it on the Switch too, I think it probably would have slowed the system down a little bit. So I'm always one that prefers performance over the aesthetic aspect. But I know that's not everybody. But yeah, it's
You can have both these days, so why settle?
So there's a lot going on. There's a lot to the process for this game, so it kind of makes sense that they would use a lower res aspect. Mm-hmm. Or I don't know if it's low res necessarily, but they would be less concerned about the visuals and more concerned about how it plays and stuff like that.
Yeah, like I said, that's definitely a personal preference and what I think looks good and pretty. Do you have any more cons?
A few.
Me too. So what do you got next?
So the game feels a little bit predatory in some ways. So you're purchasing the game for $30. It's a 15-year-old game. I talked about that a little bit. It's do you want to play with an online community? Do you want to download any of these super cool mods that are showing up on your home screen? Then you have to pay whatever the extra thing for Realms is in order to play on those servers. It's if you want to buy the stuff in the store, the mods in the store, it's $6 per 1,000 Minecraft coins or whatever, mine coins.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just it feels a little bit scummy here.
Yeah, especially when I mean, it's mostly kids playing.
Yeah, they're not crazy prices, but it's just I don't know. I don't like it. It's it does feel scummy. I feel like they should either charge for the game or make microtransactions their main source of revenue. I don't having both just feels you're being hit from both sides. And I don't know. I didn't like that.
It's not cool. Another thing I felt was kind of weird, and I'm not really sure what was going on, but the music in the game, sometimes it was there, sometimes it wasn't. It seemed very random when the music would play and when it wouldn't play. Sometimes I would just be in complete silence playing, and then sometimes there would be music. I don't know. Why is it not either always playing or not playing it ever? That's kind of weird. to me. And then when music is playing, it's just too chill, like music I would hear at a spa when I'm getting a massage. And when I'm already doing repetitive motions, like axing stones and blocks, it's just not a good combo.
Yeah.
I feel like I just want to go to sleep.
Yeah, I mean, you can stack on top of that fact that the game can be a little bit boring, especially when you're like carving out those deep mines and stuff.
Yeah.
Or I guess more what you should probably do instead of just carving out the mines is just following the chasms. But then you're also having to like torch and demonster those, so those can be a, kind of a pain too.
Yeah. And I don't really like how it's pretty easy to get stuck. When you're walking, there'll just be random pits you can fall into. Yeah. If you're not looking down at the ground, you could just fall into a big mine and not be able to get out, and then you have to start over. I also don't really prefer how they have it set up so that you respawn at the last place that you went to sleep, because if you've spent a whole day trekking this world trying to get to a specific spot and then you die and you go all the way back and you have to redo that whole trek if you want to get back to where you were, that can be so just like defeating, you know? It's like, oh man, I have to do this all again. You almost just want to start a new world.
And then if you don't get back in time, your stuff will despawn. All the stuff you dropped.
I didn't really like that.
You can, if you're carrying a bed with you, you can set like beds as spawn points.
Yeah. But so, if you don't know that at the beginning, and if you don't remember, or
if you don't have any wool or something.
Yes.
All right. So I got one more con.
How
many do you have left?
I don't have any more.
Okay. So back when I first played this game, like in beta, like 15 or 16 years ago, I remember like being really impressed, but thinking that it felt pretty unfinished, which made sense because it was still in beta.
Mm-hmm.
What's crazy is that 15 years later, playing it again, it still feels unfinished.
Yeah. So it feels like the same game still.
Yeah, I know it's not. I know they've added a ton of stuff since I played it in beta. But just the feeling of like, yeah, this needs a lot more polish before they release it kind of deal,
mm-hmm,
was how I felt. And I'm still like, it still needs some polish. I don't know.
Yeah, overall, I really did not care for this game. I had to make myself play it, keep playing it for the podcast. I got so bored and I got frustrated having to look everything up, and then I just wasn't really sure what to do after I mined for a little while and built a house. Really wasn't sure what else I wanted to do. I wasn't really interested in the farming aspect of this one because there's other games that make farming way more fun, I feel like.
Yeah.
So overall, I did not like this game very much.
Yeah.
And I feel weird because I know it's so popular. I'm like, what's wrong with me, you know? But not every game is for everyone, and that's okay.
Yeah. In my opinion, like, it's not a bad game, but it's not, I don't think it's a great game either. I don't know if it deserves to be the most sold game of all time.
I would like it a lot more if there's even just a little more structure, even one little campaign you could follow through.
I feel like the whole time I'm playing it, I feel like there's some aspect of the game that I'm really missing. And maybe I would get a better experience if I were playing like on some of these bigger servers where people can kind of help show you what you need to do or something like that. And, you know, I also didn't want to pay whatever for realms or any of the extra stuff that would allow you to do that.
Yeah.
So maybe there is a better game. I was kind of hoping to get someone on here who kind of knew what they were doing and could like, so I could really judge it a little bit better, mm-hmm, to see if I was missing something.
But yeah, because I do feel like this is a game that people play for years and years.
Yeah.
On end. So
it's like
there's definitely people out there that are way more experienced than us for sure.
But yeah, it just feels like when I was coming back after 15 years, I was kind of disappointed just because I was expecting it to have improved so much since then.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I didn't see that improvement.
Yeah, at least we know now what the hype's all about, I guess, or what it's not all about.
yeah, not a great review, but I also kind of feel bad because the game is 15 years old, you know.
Mm-hmm. We're not the demographic for this game either. It seems like mostly kids and families and stuff like that play, right?
Yeah, I mean,
or not ever, not all, but a majority, I think, of the people I know that play Minecraft are
like,
kids.
Like I said, this game can get really deep and really cool, but it seems difficult to get there, to actually know what you're supposed to do.
So, do you think there's any strategy for this game?
Yeah, there's a few. I feel like we might not be the best person to give strategy advice about this game, though.
Well, the thing is, I feel like strategy tips for this game really just depends on what you're trying to do.
Yeah.
I mean, we're going to just give super, super generic strategy tips, but it's really going to not probably be super tweaked to any personal experience because everyone's going to play the game different.
Yeah. Like I was reading like how to get to the end game and all the steps you needed to go to. And like I got to the point where I built a portal to the Nether, and then I would like just continuously get spawn killed as soon as I warped in.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess I might have been able to make a little makeshift hut or something if I really were trying to play a little bit harder.
Yeah.
But I just kind of got like frustrated and just didn't want to keep going with it at that point.
Mm-hmm.
Mostly because the load screen between the overworld and the Nether just took a while, and it was annoying to have to sit there and wait for it every time.
Yeah.
So it was just like, this is kind of lame.
Dumb.
But that gives you the reference to where my strategy advice comes from. That's how far I got. It's probably not great. Like I know there are people, like if you go online and find some people who really know what they're doing, they could probably tell you like, oh, you should have done this and this and this, and like, mm-hmm. then it would have been a piece of cake.
Gosh, we needed one of those guys.
Yeah. So what's a strategy, a tip from Nikki?
So this is kind of specific to how I played the game.
Yeah.
But if you're not one for having to craft and work hard to find stuff, there's a hack where you just find a village and you just become a part of that village. You just move right in.
Yeah. Just take one of the houses.
You make friends. Just take one of the houses. There's usually one open that no one's sleeping in for some reason. You don't even have to build a house that way. Usually you don't have to build a bed. You don't have to farm because there's usually people growing stuff there for you. So this is the freeloader way of playing Minecraft, which is the NICU way of playing Minecraft.
Walk around until you find a village and then steal one of the houses.
You can take stuff from their chest. They usually have crafting tables you can use. Like, you don't have to do anything yourself.
A brewing stand, stuff like that.
Why do all the hard work when these NPCs have already done it for you?
Good point, Nikki. That's all I'm saying. Yeah. So my first tip is to put torches everywhere. Like, like caves, mines, around the house. Like, they prevent most monsters from spawning as long as there's enough light. And it lets you kind of like more freely explore areas at night or in caves or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So specifically, I found putting them around the house and stuff made it so that when you got up in the morning, there weren't like 10 monsters like outside your house
waiting for you.
Yeah.
They're scared of the light.
Lights. Yeah. So light everywhere, as much light as you can get. Cool. All over the place. At least in the overworld, or at least. Yeah. I think when you get into the Nether in the end, it's a little different.
Mm-hmm. Another thing I have is to just try playing the game different ways until you find what is fun for you, since it is so open and you can do so many different things. You know, I would say create a few different worlds, try a few different things out. Some people like a more chill experience. Some people just want to build stuff. Some people want to be in, you know, very challenging survival mode, you know, where you have to fight a bunch of zombies every night. So since there is so many different ways, I think it's, for me, I had to just try a few different ways out until I found something that I thought was kind of fun. So I would recommend doing that to other people.
Yeah. Good advice. My last tip is just, you know, the crafting recipes unlock once you get one of the components of the recipe. So in order to try to unlock recipes, just like craft everything.
Yeah.
And find everything, like just pick it up.
Yeah, even, just craft everything. So
just craft everything. Just craft all 850 unique recipes. And then you'll know whether it's a component.
800 to 900. We discussed you were bad at counting, remember?
Well, I don't think I was that bad.
I'm just playing with you.
I think it is 850 now, but I think they're gonna mod it and add more later.
Yeah.
Or update it, not mod it. Yeah, if you're playing one of the mods can add recipes too, so
Oh yeah, so who knows?
Yeah, that's fun.
I would definitely recommend finding a good guide that you can refer to. Like we said, we had to just look a lot of stuff up. So just if you can find a good one that you like, then you can just keep going back to it. It'll be a lot easier than having to Google.
Or just have a friend who you know already knows how to play really well.
Exactly.
And just play with them.
Yeah, easy. Easy peasy.
Piece of cake, yeah. And they can kind of like tell you how to play.
Are you like making fun of me? Because that's kind of what I did with you.
Oh, no, I wasn't talking about that.
You did help me a lot when I was playing. I didn't have to, you looked up stuff already, so you could just tell, spread your knowledge to me. It was great. I didn't have to
look it up. A lot of my knowledge came from playing the beta 15 years ago, so.
Well, it was worth it.
And when I remember when I played the beta, the recipes weren't actually in the game. You had to go just figuring out by like putting, you had like a grid and you just kind of had to like build the blocks in the grid.
Wow.
And try to like figure out what they were from that.
Well, at least you didn't have to do that anymore. That sounds hard.
Yeah, at least they have the recipes like that are just accessible in the game now.
All right, you want to move on to the feature of Minecraft?
Sure, yeah.
So April 28th, so that was just like a few weeks ago from recording this, a few days ago, whatever. They made an update to version 26.2.
Wow.
And that included a new sulfur cube archetype. Explosive and potent sulfur can now form geysers. And then I think there was a few bug patches and a couple other new things.
Oh, that's cool. So sulfur mines are now a thing.
I guess so. But yeah, that was just a recent update. What else do you have for the future?
So as far as, yeah, updates, you know, they get released fairly regularly. There mm-hmm. was an update released recently called Tiny Takeover. That was released in March, and there's Chaos Cubed is expected to release around June. Maybe that's the one that just released, though, that you're talking about.
Maybe, yeah. But I didn't realize the updates had names.
Yeah.
Other than like 2.0.
They used to not have names, and now they have names associated with them. I think most, the major ones do.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that was like a major one or just kind of like a minor one. But anyway, this game still gets updated like 15 years later pretty regularly, which makes sense because it's still very popular.
Yeah. I mean, Stardew Valley still gets updates and stuff. So, I mean, I feel like that's not too uncommon.
Yeah.
Another thing I found is they have confirmed a new Minecraft movie, a second movie.
I saw that as well.
It's going to be released in July 2027. And its title is A Minecraft Sequel.
Wow.
How very creative.
Very creative.
I bet you never could have guessed that.
Yeah.
Or just accidentally called it that.
Wow. Yeah. I would not have guessed that.
But yeah, I think Jack Black's coming back, and I didn't look too far into the trailers or anything because I don't really think there's too much out there yet. But yeah.
Yeah.
July 2027, people.
I mean, it makes...
Get your tickets now.
It makes sense. The first one made a lot of money. The second one will probably make a lot of money.
And there'll probably be a third one until it doesn't make any money anymore.
Exactly. And so my final future thing is just Minecraft Dungeons 2 is estimated to release sometime in 2027. I never played any of the Minecraft spinoff games, so... Mm-hmm. But I think some people do and might be cool.
Okay. I mean, that one sounds more like one that you would like.
Yeah, it sounds more like an action RPG, kind of like Diablo or something like that.
Yeah.
All right, so moving on to the challenge. Nikki, let's find out, were you able to breed a panda using bamboo?
Yes.
What happened when you did it?
It made a panda, obviously.
Okay. Yeah, that does make sense. But just the way you said it makes me think you didn't do it. Did you get the achievement?
All you do is take two sticks of bamboo and you rub it together. And, like, you're going to start a fire with it and then poof, a panda comes out.
Wow.
That's totally exactly
sounds
what
like
happens.
You didn't do the challenge because you were supposed to, I think, feed it to the pandas.
What? Nuh-uh. You said use bamboo to make a panda.
To breed pandas.
To breed a panda. Okay, no, you caught me red-handed.
You didn't just,
I'm
like...
I'm a terrible liar.
There was literally one biome we started. We were, like, in a jungle. There was a panda. There was bamboo. Like,
but I didn't know.
There were all the elements you needed right there.
Okay, but I didn't know what I was supposed to do at that point.
I told you. what you were supposed to do.
I was still confused.
Okay. All right. That's fine. We get to hear your wrap.
Plus, we were trying to do other stuff.
And since this is the 100th episode, I will also wrap with you.
Wow, how courteous of you.
Out of the goodness of my heart.
Whatever. You just wanted to do a sick Minecraft rap.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I guess let's hear it. The moon rises and it's zombie time now. You better hide your wife and all of your cows. I'm a hunter and I'm on the prowl. I don't know why this happened and I don't know how. I didn't ask for this, didn't take no vows. I'm gonna eat you like chicken kung pao. You better run or learn how to be chow. I want you all the way from your feet to your brows. So for now, we can have a powwow, but you're about to get turned. Take a bow.
Start with the trees, I had to punch them like a breeze. No keys, avoid the bees, built the house above the seas. But I can't catch the Z's, cause the wool is less than threes. Unease as I squeeze through the dark canopies. I was blind but now I see, throwing torches as I please. In the mine on my knees, guess I'm voting absentee. Ate the wrong cheese, came down with a disease. Now I sneeze as I wheeze, and I'm dead to the T's.
Wow. We're so good at rapping.
Yeah. let me guess which character you were.
Okay.
Were you an Elderman?
No.
Oh, wait. I said Elderman. I meant Enderman.
No, neither.
You weren't an Elderman or an Enderman?
No.
Enderman.
I was a motherfucking zombie. You're a
creeper.
Zombie.
Creeper. Oh, zombie. I should have guessed.
I'm a zombie boy.
Can you guess who I was from my rap?
Yourself.
Yeah. Just a regular character.
Nice.
Yeah.
So, would you like to take a moment and discuss what's going on with the podcast?
Yeah. So, we are going to go on a short break.
We are. We thought 100 episodes, that's a good time to take a break.
Yeah, it's a good breaking point.
And this Minecraft episode took a little bit longer than we were expecting. We ended up needing a little more time to play the game and things. That's why yeah. This one came out a little bit late.
It was also like a lot of personal stuff going on, like vacation and all that stuff. So
yeah, just busy.
And busy.
But yeah, we're going to take it just a normal regular break like we would in between seasons. And when we come back, we really want to try out a new format with you guys. Hopefully you like it. Instead of doing one game per episode, we are going to try to do a deep dive into a video game character and do a whole episode on one character. And I think it'll be a lot of fun. Something different.
Yeah, just a little bit different.
And we're going to test it out. If we don't end up liking it, we can always change it up again later. But I think I just like doing research and learning about stuff, so I like that it's still going to be video game themed and video games, you know, focused, but we get to learn more about specific characters that we really like.
Cool, yeah.
So I think it'll be fun, but I haven't decided who will be the first character yet.
Yeah, I mean,
but
it's
your choice. But it will be my choice, so. Wow.
Could be anything.
Get prepared, people. It could be anything, you know? I'm wild.
Well,
I'm wild and unpredictable.
I think it's going to be like Lara Croft or something.
What? I definitely would want to do an episode on her eventually at some point, but I don't know if I'll pick her first. That might be a little too predictable.
Oh.
And I just said I'm unpredictable.
Wow.
Poof.
It's your unpredictable noise?
Yeah.
All right.
Anyways, if you like us, if you love us, keep listening. Give our new format a try and also leave us a cool review or a comment or any of those things on the apps.
Yeah, it'd be nice.
Yeah. All right. Well, until next time.
All right.
Peace out.
Bye.